It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Think you can just ignore your acid reflux? Think again. Untreated acid reflux disease can lead to ulcers, bleeding, scarring, even cancer in your esophagus. And unfortunately, antacids come with their own list of harmful side effects. That's why Zymbiotics was created. This new doctor-recommended breakthrough is scientifically designed to eliminate acid reflux the healthy and natural way. To help as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, Zymbiotics is now giving away free full-size trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Limit one free trial per household. Don't risk ignoring your acid reflux. Eliminate it with Zymbiotics. But this is an exclusive radio-only giveaway, so you can only get your free full-size trial by calling now in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-900-1798. 1-800-900-1798.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Somebody was off.
And we're full.
Wasn't me.
And we think you'll get lots of
sexual intercourse.
So get
what's that?
I don't know. I forgot.
You still got another month or so. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 26th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. 73 years this year. Now that we're into 2015, this is their 73rd year in business, a family business. Apologies to Illinois. They service St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County. We'll tell you who is eligible to be serviced by this wonderful company after we do this, which we normally do at this time right now. There it is.
Hey!
Well, now this Wednesday, little Archie Michael Geist will be, what, 7 weeks old? This Wednesday or 8 weeks? You don't know. You're
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yes. This Wednesday.
Yes.
Now, here's his dad, Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor on a regular basis, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Back from a gig in St. Genevieve, Missouri, where the crowd was going wild for the Johnson Shut-In Johnny Come Lately Band and their bass player, Dan Strauss. Here is Dan Strauss with his trouser mouse. He's in the house. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. And it's the Southside Johnny Band, and that's interesting that you say that because we had a banner, and some guy walked up and said, I recognize the name of that band because Frank gets it wrong all the time.
Well, whatever it takes. See, by doing it wrong, it made him pay attention.
And We went to a, we visited a winery yesterday before we came back.
Yeah, right.
And they had a gift shop, and they had onesies, and I almost, I mean, I was so close to buying this onesie for Peon.
Now, for those of you who don't know, I don't, I hate that word, it's so gay.
Yeah.
Onesies, only women should say
that. And it wouldn't
have
fit me, Dan, I don't know.
No, for a little Archie.
Oh.
A little Archie.
It's those little clothes little kids wear, babies wear with their feet in them, and they call them onesies. It's such a gay name.
I didn't know if it would fit him or not, so I didn't get it, but it was...
That's
I'm
a good story.
I'm going to get Archie something.
That's a good story. I saw something. I almost got a few, but I didn't get it. That's a great story.
I know.
Yeah, thanks for that. Wow. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Ratboy just had Matheny out to his house.
Oh, yeah?
His heat was not working. And it seems that Ratboy had forgotten he used an air duct to hide some valuable, what was it?
Cheese.
Cheese. He hid cheese.
Secret
in the air
stash.
Duct. Yes, and it clogged the...
Mrs. Ratboy.
Wasn't getting any heat. He has to hide it. She hates when he eats too much cheese. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so good. It's so good. I could Google this and find it out, but who's the saxophone player on Saturday Night Live? It's the same guy.
I don't know.
No.
No, I mean, not the original guy. No, it's not the original guy. But whoever he is now, he's really good. And you see him, you know, when the host comes out and they stand, you see him on the right side of your screen. So he gets on TV like every night, but nobody knows his name. And I know I could Google it. You're Googling it now.
Let's see here.
Did you see it Saturday night?
I missed it, but
Lenny Pickett? That sound right?
Did they do a? They did a spoof on the Tom Brady.
Yeah, but that was a weaker bit. The host was
since 1985. He has been the tenor saxophone soloist with the Saturday Night Live band.
What's his name?
Lenny Pickett.
Lenny Pickett. Wow, he's good. The original guy was good, but he's good. Blake Shelton was the host. Did you see it?
No.
We were halfway through it.
It was really good.
Oh, really?
He was a good host.
First half.
No, he was a good host. And he was good at making fun of country music. They did a spoof on Hee Haw, and I thought he was really, really good. And I think Blake Shelton thinks he's cute. He kind of bugs me, but he was really good on that show. My wife loves him. I think all women love Blake Shelton. Except people who just can't stand country music or anything related or anybody related to country music. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Family business, third generation, working there now. And I don't know anything new to tell you since we talked about Matheny last. They're still really good at what they do. The only thing new is since we rolled into 2015, this would be the 73rd this year anniversary. Of Matheny. Yes. Now, who will they not come out and work for? That's people living in Illinois, Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. Wisconsin,
not yet, at least.
New York. I could go through all the 48 states because they're in one state only, so there'd be 49 where I'd have to go, sorry, Matheny can't help you. The state of Missouri and two counties, St. Louis and 98% of St. Charles County. Now, you say, yes, but what if I have a system they're not familiar with? That's impossible. Yeah, even Hebe's laughing at that. There is not a system that they're not familiar with, that they can't work on. I mean, they work on some old stuff that looks like it came from the steam age or something. Some all kinds of old equipment, and they'll keep it going as long as possible. And then when the time comes to, you know, put the pennies on its eyes and put it in the casket, they will be happy to put in a new system for you and one that's efficient and is the best system for your particular residence or business. They do it all the time. And speaking of residential or commercial, doesn't matter how big or how small, they would love to become your heating and cooling company. We'd love for that to happen as well. And I think if you have them out once, you'll go, well, I finally found a heating and cooling company that is exactly what I was looking for, and I'll never have to call anybody else. Matheny Heating and Cooling, celebrating 73 years this year. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. I think we might have blown the cold weather joke. I missed it. You know what? I'm starting to slip. We had a dip last month when it was really cold, like 9 at night, and we didn't do either one of the two cold weather. Now, there's a dilemma, because on one hand, we need for it to drop and get really cold to tell these jokes, but I don't want it to get that cold.
Yeah.
So we'll tell it before the winter is over. Somebody called that to my attention in an email. All right, I have a hardware store story, and there's a lesson here for the folks at Lowe's. Saturday, I wanted to go buy a couple of light bulb splitters. You screw it into the ceiling like in the garage, and it turns where one bulb goes into two. It forks out, and you put two bulbs in it, and it doubles the brightness, okay? Now, I like Lowe's. I mean, it's okay. There's no reason not to like it. But, boy, this is such a great lesson in customer service and in making sure your people know what they're talking about. I went in, and the first red jacket person I encountered, I said, can you tell me where the double sockets are? And I explained, I didn't know the name of it, but I said, you screw it into the ceiling, and then you could put two bulbs in. They said, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, aisle 7. So I went to aisle 7. They're not there. I went to the second red jacket person, and I said, I'm having trouble finding the socket double splitter thing. I didn't know what to call it, but they knew exactly what I was talking about. She said, oh, well, that's because they're in aisle 5.
Oh.
So I went to aisle 5. I'm not making any of this up. I couldn't find it. So way down the aisle, there's another red jacket person. I walk, I said, excuse me, I can't find the double socket adapters, and I was told they were in aisle 5, but then I was told they're aisle 7. I'm not making this up. This person says they're in aisle 1. They said that's because they didn't tell you correctly they're in aisle 1. I go to aisle 1. No, there are no socket split doublers. So I approached the fourth person, and I said, here's what I'm looking for. He knew exactly what I was talking about. He said, well, he says, I'm sorry those other people misled. They're in, he said, they're in aisle 6.
That's when I grab him by the vest and I go, show me.
No. He walked with me over to aisle 6, and sure enough, that's where they were supposed to be. They were out of them. It was an empty space with the tag. He said, that's where they normally are. At least he, the fourth person, knew the
walk
right
aisle. There with you, too.
So I go right over to Home Depot. Of course, they're always next door to each other. And I went in. I said, can you tell me where? Immediately sent me to the right aisle, and there they were. So you see, Lowe's, this is how you lose business to Home Depot. You can't have that. You can't have four different people telling you, not I think they're there, but I'm not sure. Oh, no, aisle 5. Like they. Here's another thing I don't get. My little grandson was with us this weekend, and then when his mommy, my daughter-in-law, came back, she came to town, had some stuff she wanted to do, so she left him with us. But then she came over and said, I want to take you guys to dinner for watching him. Like, we need to be rewarded. We love watching him. But we went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I thought, I know how this can go. It's a Friday night or whatever. It's going to be busy. That place is covered up with people. I'll call and see if they make reservations. So I call the Cheesecake Factory. I said, do you take reservations? She said, no, but we take... we have a call-ahead list. I said, what? And she said, yes, if you call ahead and let us know you're coming, then we'll put you on the wait list. I said, isn't that kind of a reservation? She said, no, it's not a reservation. I was completely confused.
Well, it's not, because a reservation, you can say, I want this for 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So my wife says, after she heard me on the phone, she says, what's the matter with you? She says, a lot of places do that. And I said, well, I don't get it. I call ahead, I go, here's who we are, 3 people and a booster chair, and we'll be there in 20 minutes. I said, that's a reservation to me. So I don't get that. There's a lot I don't get. But we had a nice dinner, and it was covered up with people. That place. I look around, and I go to these places, these restaurants. It's just, I mean, they can't accommodate everybody. Something... there's something about people will always go out to eat. I'm convinced. I don't care what happens with the economy. They go out. They might not go, if things are tough, to the real expensive places, but boy, people love to go out and eat. So my wife must not be the only person that doesn't cook. Now, here's another thing. I wear the same clothes over and over and over. I don't care about it. When you're heavy, you don't care about clothes because all clothes look bad on you when you're heavy. Why waste money on nice clothes and no matter what you wear? You know, when people say, hey, do I look fat in this? When the answer is always yes, you don't care. So I don't care about clothes or shoes. I have a couple pairs of shoes. I rotate those. That's it. So I thought, I'm fed up. I'm going to get some tennis shoes. I like white tennis shoes. To me, tennis shoes, when I think of tennis shoes, white. Have you gone to try to buy white tennis shoes? Almost non-existent.
Right. Oh, yeah. Don't see anybody wear
red,
white shoes anymore.
Lime color, chartreuse, purple, blue. The whole wall was colors. They had two shoes in the whole store that were white, and I bought a pair of white. I still like white tennis shoes. So I got white and I got black tennis shoes. I just think if a guy like me wears lime-colored tennis shoes, it looks like you're trying to be young. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to be
young.
No,
I think that's all. I think all white tennis shoes make you look
like
old,
a nurse.
Old. Yes.
Thank you. I've already bought them. But then
did you tell your wife you were going to buy all white tennis shoes?
Yeah.
She would have told you.
She just gave me. I'd already bought them. I came home with them, and she just kind of shook her head like that old person.
Hey, nurse.
But if I wear lime green shoes, people go, look at that guy trying to look young.
I don't think
so, cool.
Because that's the standard color nowadays. That's all tennis shoes are.
All right. I'm going to get a loud pair of loud colored tennis shoes, and I'll just see how people react. We'll see. And while I'm there, I see them fitting a young boy. You can look this up. There's a name for this thing. Here's something that has not progressed or gone high tech, and it's that foot measuring metal thing that you stand on
the
and it
side
slides.
Gauge
it slides width and length. It's the same thing they used on me when I was a kid.
And I can't remember what they call it.
It's named after some guy that invented it. You can find it. Google name of foot measuring thing. It's metal. And honest to goodness, it's exact. You'd think it would be digital or something, or there'd be a digital readout. Nah, it's just, in increments of centimeters or whatever they are, and you stand up and put all your weight down on it, and they go, 10.5.
And they have right foot, left foot, where you put
Brannick device.
Yes, Brannick, that's it, the Brannick. How do you spell it?
B-R-A-N-N-O-C-K.
Brannick, the Brannick device.
Invented by Charles F. Brannick.
Man, I hope the Brannick family is making a ton of money.
Really? Boy.
Because that and the shoe horn, they're just exactly the same thing as they were 100 years ago. It hasn't changed at all. Last night, I should have gone to bed because the previous night, I broke my own gambling record. I walked into the casino Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I walked in my house at 6 o'clock the next morning. 14 hours, the same game, video poker, just getting up to pee three times. That is sick and pathetic. But my point is, I got 3 hours sleep Sunday and intended to go to bed last night and get real sleep, and then I made the mistake of flipping by Channel 9, Independent Lens documentaries, if you've never seen one. And I had to watch this whole thing because I couldn't stop watching. It was called The Kill Team. And it is the true story, the documentary the Army never wants you to see, about 11 soldiers who went to prison because for sport they decided to kill civilians in Afghanistan. A kid walking to school, a guy farming. Let's just shoot him, kill him, and then put an AK-47 down beside him, and we'll just say he was an insurgent. It's unbelievable. And I know that stuff has happened before, and I know it happened in Vietnam a lot. But wow, what a story. And the kid who blew the whistle, whose conscience was eating him up, also had to go to prison because he participated. He was forced into participating. It's something to watch. It's called The Kill Team. And I'm sure you can still catch it. 11 soldiers went to prison. And the ringleader, the sergeant, who encouraged everybody to do it, got life in prison. tomorrow, right the first thing, like 3:15, there's a guy that works here at the station. His dad has ALS. He's going to come in here tomorrow and talk about that. And I think the timing is right because I told him when he found out his dad had ALS, I said, anytime you want to talk about it, you come in. I'm a little familiar with ALS. And with this movie, The Theory of Everything, the Stephen Hawking story, it's a good time because Stephen Hawking has defied the odds. This guy's had ALS for like 50 years. It's unbelievable. I mean, it usually kills you in 2 to 3 years. So Nathan, who works here, will come in tomorrow to talk about his dad. He's watching his dad go through this. Went to the dentist this morning and realized that when I was sitting in the waiting room and I was there for a little while, 20 minutes, not once did anybody pick up one of the magazines. I think those days are over.
I think so, too.
I think people look at their phones. I think you doctors and dentists, you can now, it's official, you cannot stock the magazines or restock them because nobody reads them in the waiting room anymore. And while I'm in there, The Price is Right is on TV. Now, I've never watched the Drew Carey Price Show. I've never seen so many crazy maniac people. They're all pumped up before the show. They come out and get them all worked up and make them act like lunatics. And when they win anything, they jump up and down and go crazy. Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. I won a television. It's incredible. And it made me think of a joke we haven't told for a long time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's the story of a guy who, and look, the setup can be anything you want it to be. He's cleaning out the attic, and that old bottle, and the genie comes out. He's on the beach, and a bottle washes up. It's a genie, and the genie comes out, and you can make the genie appear any way you want to. And it's she says you have one wish, and he said, hey, I've heard these stories before, and I think it's supposed to be 3 wishes. She goes, well, I don't know about the other genies. I'm a one-wish genie, so make it count. He's thinking, what could I wish for with just one wish? And then it hits him. He goes, I know what it is. Make me the luckiest man alive. She says, well, that's an odd request. He goes, yeah, but I can turn that into anything I want. Just make it happen. She snaps her fingers. She says, well, you're the luckiest man alive. He said, how do I know that? She said, well, leave me and go try it. Go to a casino, buy a lottery ticket. You are now the luckiest man alive. So he can't get to the lottery ticket place fast enough. Buys Powerball. The drawing is the next night. Boom! He wins $120 million. Then he heads for a casino. He takes $50,000, puts it on 00 on the roulette wheel, around the white ball, goes click, 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 00. He goes to the crap table, gets permission to exceed the limit, puts $10 million on the pass line, hands some girl the dice, she rolls them, 7, winner, doubles his money. He can't believe this. He's the luckiest man alive. Everything he does, boom, good luck. And he's in a bar with a buddy of his, and he's telling him, I said, this is incredible. I'm not kidding. I'm the luckiest guy. Everything I do, magic touch. And he says to his buddy, he says, I'll show you. I'll show you how this works. He says, look at that girl over there. And they look over, and there's a young woman from India, and she has that red dot on her head. And she's dressed in a typical, beautiful, silk Indian scarf. And he says, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to hit on her. And she's going to leave here with me and go to a hotel where to make love. And his buddy goes, whoa, 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 hang on a second. He goes, now, I don't know much about religion, but I think those women with the red dot, I think that means like they're taken or something. They always look down. They don't make eye contact with men. I wouldn't do that if I were you. He goes, hey, you're talking to the luckiest guy alive. Watch this. And he walks over, and she's looking down. She's not looking around. And he goes, excuse me. And she looks right up at him. He says, I'd like for you to leave. You are so beautiful. I'd like for you to leave here with me, and I want to take you somewhere and make love to you. And she gets her purse and gets up and walks out with him. His buddy can't believe it. And they go to a motel. He makes love to her. It's incredible. And she falls asleep. And while she's sleeping, he looks at her forehead. He's looking at that red dot, and he's intrigued by that. And he just stares at her, and he can't help himself. He reaches up, and he rubs the red dot. And when he does, it starts coming off. And as it comes off, he notices under it, it says, "You've won a free car."
Meep, meep. Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a crash reported now on Clarkson, just a little bit north of Kerr's Mill. Otherwise, it's not been a bad ride home. You have heavy traffic on westbound 40, the usual spot, Kings Highway through McCausland. A little heavy from Mason out through 141. Eastbound 40 is slowing, 141 up through Mason and also McKnight to Big Bend. Downtown, it's slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, Lindbergh through 170. On westbound 44, a little bit of a slow stretch between Shrewsbury and Big Bend. A couple little pockets there. And it looks like southbound 270, the heaviest traffic right now is from Page down through Ladue, and on westbound 364, you're heavy as you cross over the Veterans Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected.
Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
One of the best ways of saving money on your home energy costs is through insulation. Having a house with poor insulation is kind of like taking your money and tossing it into the wind. If your home isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and the hot air to seep in the summer. But you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000. For over 65 years, Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, dramatically lowering your energy costs by 20% or more. It even improves sound and noise control. Aladdin also installs gutters and gutter protection. Call them for a free assessment of your home or commercial building at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see their website at mascocs.com. Start saving on your energy costs now. Call Aladdin Insulation at 636-947-8000.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Steve, you know how much I personally believe in what you do at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And let me throw the phone number out right away, 636-527-5121. But let's talk about this study that you and I were talking about off the air, which shows that you have to be with the right housing counselors, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. A lot of the people that we talk to have tried to do this on their own. They've run into an enormous amount of failure, roughly 88% nationally. The other part of the people have tried to contact outside entities, and they're not having any success either. I think we're the only people in the United States who can get these things done, frankly.
It's easy. You pick up the phone, you make the call, you get a no-obligation appointment, and you talk to the best in the business. 636-527-5121. Or what's the website, Steve?
It is St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
That's right. You almost forgot it that time. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
I know it's the dead of winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about your lawn. Fire that lawn service and hire yourself and go to DynaGreen to get all of your fertilizer. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com, your local lawn and garden dealer, will help you every step of the way. An easy five-step program to make your lawn the greenest and the best on the block. DynaGreen, created by St. Louisans for the region. DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
You just can't beat G&W Meats. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. They're celebrating 50 years in business. Having a party for the big game. Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meats. You've got to try the newest G&W brat, the Cheddar Bacon Bratwurst. Can you say yummy? Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meats.
Go to G&W Sausage.
More Americans turn to ABC's Good Morning America. So how do you get to be America's number one morning show? Well, it helps to know what you want in the morning. And we know. Take it from Robin Roberts.
You want the news. You want it fast, first, and right on point.
Take it from George Stephanopoulos.
You want breaking news. News making exclusives.
Take it from Lara Spencer.
We know. You want it all now.
So go on. Tell them, Robin.
Put some good in your morning.
With ABC's.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
The St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
This is Steve White and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine, when you go.
I'd like to take credit for this this theme song. Remember when I mentioned this to you? Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. We used to play Traveling Man, Ricky Nelson. We had one more, but this is the one. This is the song. It says it all. Bottle of Wine. When you think of Mike Evans, what do you think of? Bottle of Wine. That's what I think of. And he's standing by in the imaginary green room. I have to tell you first that he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And they're both in. You know, I had for lunch today. I had that smoked shrimp, that maple glazed shrimp that I bought this weekend at the Smokehouse. It's the best shrimp I've ever tasted in my life. Smokehouse is located right next door to Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's and Smokehouse both closed on a Monday. And what do you know? Today's Monday. They'll be there for you tomorrow. On the eastern end of all that stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, the one, the only Mike Evans. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I detect a little wine. Maybe
I have a little vino. That's right. I have a little vino. I mean, I take out my vino.
We can tell when you've had more than the days when you haven't had quite as much. Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Kind of cold, freezing, nasty here. 65 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. That's like
cloudy.
A blizzard. Like a blizzard.
Wow. Cloudy.
Yeah. How'd you like to live on the East Coast right now? No, thank you.
It's not good up over there. Is it?
No, thank you.
What's up? There in St. Louis.
It's it's okay. And you know what? For January, we'll take it. It's 40s, mid 40s. Last year, it was 5-0, below zero. We'll take it.
You talking about not bad?
What in the world is
just,
going
just,
on?
Just go, yeah. Just say, yeah, that's right.
Pop quiz question: Harrison Ford got the part, but Who was George Lucas's first choice to play Han Solo in the original Star Wars? Jack Nicholson, Marlon Brando, Michael Douglas, Al Pacino. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, the 31-year-old Virginia Roberts, who swears she was a paid sex slave from the age of 17 to 20 while working for the multi-convicted pedophile Jeff Epstein. She also swears she definitely saw Bill Clinton on a private island owned by Epstein in 2002, the island they called the Orgy Island. And now, flight logs verify that Clinton, Epstein, and four girls did indeed fly from New York to that island in September of 2002.
And you know what? They'll never get anything on him. They are Teflon-coated, the Clintons.
That's unbelievable.
Nothing's going to happen.
Unbelievable.
It's somebody's word against his.
Court dockets. Lindsay Lohan. Faces of Judge Winsley. We're going to go into L.A. Check that out. She will be expected to explain to the judge why in 8 years and six continuances she still hasn't completed her court-ordered probation.
Because she's a movie star.
Now, there you go. I think chances are better than 50-50. The judge will finally throw Lindsay in jail. More court news. Amanda Bynes is also facing probation violation. Chris Brown has a day with the judge and could mean jail as well.
Good.
And New England Patriots wide receiver Aaron Hernandez could have been landing in Phoenix a couple hours ago for Super Bowl, but instead, at 10 o'clock this morning, he was in a Massachusetts courtroom facing murder charges.
Ooh.
Quite a difference, huh?
Yeah.
I would say. Date in history, January 26, 1998, 17 years ago today, President Bill Clinton went on national television and said, I want you to listen to me. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, that's pretty emphatic. That must be true.
Must be true. He wouldn't lie about it.
Oh, wait, that's right. It wasn't.
How can he lie about it?
Yeah.
Except spermatozoa on the dress.
Oh. I've done it since I was a boy, and I'm going to keep right on doing it until I can't do it anymore.
See straight. Yeah, you got the spermatozoa.
Yeah. That's what did him in.
I remember, I'll tell you what I remember.
You remember
and
the spermatozoa?
I'm quite sure, although I have no specific memory.
About the spermatozoa?
Sure. I don't remember that. I mean, there could have been. I can't say with any certainty.
Oh, about what he is,
it's quite possible.
Yeah, he just doesn't remember.
January 26, 1984, Michael Jackson's hair catches on fire while shooting the Pepsi TV commercial. Many believe that that's what resulted in Michael Jackson getting addicted to painkillers.
Yeah, could be.
Born on this day, January 26, 1957, Eddie Van Halen. Born on this day, January 26, 1958, Ellen DeGeneres. Exactly. Gotta beat you to the punch, beat you to the flapper. And finally.
This is one of the best reports I've ever
seen. Kind of scary, but good.
Harrison Ford got the part, but who George Lucas, first choice to play Han Solo? Stop it in Star Wars. Jack Nicholson, Marlon Brando, Michael Douglas, Al Pacino. Come on, take care of your bean.
I want it to be Jack Nicholson.
Take care of your bean.
I want it to be Jack Nicholson.
All right. That's your guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll say Marlon Brando.
Right, give them to me again one more time real quickly.
The four are.
I don't even remember.
Nicholson.
I remember. You think I'm an idiot?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Marlon Brando. Michael Douglas. Al Pacino.
I'll go Michael Douglas.
Hoorah! Hoorah! Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Al Pacino.
All right, now before you go away.
Yeah.
I should have disqualified myself. I didn't know the answer, but I did know it wasn't Marlon Brando because I interviewed him the day before he died.
Didn't you record it, Franco?
I did, and he. It's interesting. Here's what he said. I just went and found it. I have it all indexed. Listen to what he says here.
I'm gonna tell you one thing that it kind of upset me. The George Lucas' Star Wars movie. I wanted to be considered for. The Han Solo or something like that, the name. I read this script and I really wanted that. And George Lucas said, you go to hell. You're not what I'm looking for. He said, I'm gonna talk to Pacino. And that, I'll tell you, that, I'll never forget that. That hurt. That cut me.
Wow. Yeah. He wanted it and didn't have a shot.
That is some hot exclusive.
I'm the only
right
one
there.
That got that interview.
Did we talk to Jack Nicholson, too?
We did. We talked to Jack.
Why did you ask Jack about it?
Well, I said, Jack, I heard maybe you were considered for Han Solo, and he said it's not true, and he was upset, too. Here's a little bit of what he said.
No, I wanted to do it. I wanted to go, hey, R2-D2, what the freak you doing? But they never let me do it.
Wow, there you go.
Wow. John St. Jack will have that on straight away.
No, but Mark Christopher will have the rest tomorrow.
And it'll be replayed on Zipper.
Go have another drink.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's in the privacy of his home. He's not driving a car. Right. Let me make that clear. He's not in an automobile. Mike Evans, courtesy of Any Guns Restaurant, where they won't let him near the wine cellar and the smokehouse right next door to Any Guns Restaurant, Smokehouse Market. In Chesterfield Valley, Thompson Price. Let's talk for a second about the people who did our kitchen like 17 years ago. And I look at that kitchen and go, man, it wouldn't be great if my wife would ever use that oven. That's just probably not going to happen. And it's a great kitchen. And it still holds up today. It doesn't look, you walk in and go, man, this kitchen looks like it's 17 years old. No, I don't think so. We never ever regretted a dollar that we spent. When you go in the showroom at Thompson Price, and I'll tell you where that is in a minute, they have some signs that say, we only look expensive. What that means is, when you see what they do and how they do it, you'd actually expect to pay more. They're not inexpensive. I don't want to get you the wrong idea. They don't do, $5,000 kitchens. But it's not overpriced. There are things that you do where you realize you paid more than you should have paid. That's not the case. You're going to get every dollar's worth, and they're going to see to that. But for that to happen, they have to ask you a lot of questions, and they want to know every little minute detail about you and how your family is going to use that kitchen and who in the future maybe might be in that house using that kitchen. And who's left-handed and how tall is everybody? I'm not kidding, but that's why it turns out the way it does. Thompson Price. Remember, if Price is not in the name, you're dealing with somebody else. Look for the word and the name Price. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, and home. And I told you I'd tell you where the showroom is, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Website, Thompson Price. Oh, we're getting ready to give away the electronic toilet. If you haven't gone in and registered, get in that showroom and register. You only have a couple of three more days. The rest of this week, get in there, register, because they'll draw, and somebody's going to get this thing installed in their bathroom. Get in the showroom and register. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared the crash southbound Clarkson north of Kerr's Mill, so everything is running pretty well there. Now, we do have slow traffic still on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, eastbound 40 from just approaching 170 through Big Bend. Southbound 170 now is slowing Ladue down through Highway 40. Downtown, just a little bit heavy from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, you're running off the pace right at New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy to use. It's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a donut break. Woo-hoo! In the middle of your morning at work.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton.
Weekdays at 10 a.m.
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company, where you'll savor a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more.
When storms rain down on the Midwest,
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
More Americans turn to ABC's Good Morning America. So how do you get to be America's number one morning show? Well, it helps to know what you want in the morning. And we know. Take it from Robin Roberts.
You want the news. You want it fast, first, and right on point.
Take it from George Stephanopoulos.
You want breaking news. News-making exclusives.
Take it from Lara Spencer.
We know. You want it all now.
So go on. Tell them, Robin.
Put some good in your morning.
With ABC's.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Kind of like happy hour.
In the middle of your workday.
Don't be afraid.
The John Carney Show with Kara Snead.
Weekdays at 1.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the iconic cleaning formula known around the globe. Since being introduced to households and businesses over 35 years ago, the family of Simple Green products has grown. But one thing all of them share is my full commitment to their excellence.
Simple Green.
Try a Simple Green product today, and if you're not 100% satisfied, I'll refund your money. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com.
Simple Green. Simple Green.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
And we're going to do everything we can to stay in the neighborhoods that have the problems, to stay in the neighborhoods that have the challenge.
St. Louis police are flooding a neighborhood just north of downtown. The latest hotspot policing effort. What people who live in the neighborhood say about the increased police presence.
The city of O'Fallon sued by its police officers. Why the officers want to bring city leaders before a judge.
But first at 6, St. Louis police increased their presence in three neighborhoods north of downtown. It's the latest effort to curb the violence that has plagued the city in recent months. St. Louis police resumed its hotspot policing efforts this morning.
These neighborhoods are the first